Hey, so welcome back. Everybody, I hope you had a productive time with Orsolovsky on the Seder Shabbos. I spoke to him at some length about it. And the Bechin, okay, if you did it very good. If not, you do it at your leisure, but sometime, I guess, before the end of this month. everyone around here makes their own deal. So, okay, so today we're up to the Malach of Tochein. I saw all the puns, on the chat, back to the grind, to hit the ground running, all that. But when we go to Lach of Tochen, you have the sheets. So Tochen does mean grinding. And of course, listed in the Mishnah as Malach number 8. We did it out of order. I did Merak, I didn't remember at the end last time, and they will do it, I think, in one day or 2 days. I forgot already. Tochen is a little longer. So anyway, the Malach of Tochen is listed as one of the Malachas in the Mishnah of Ein Gemur Al, which basically means to reduce something into a powder. Specifically in the Mishnah, it's all about grain. It's an order of siddur, the pas. The grain becomes, into flour. It's part of the baking process towards the end of the process. You reduce the grain, which of course are much bigger particles. Probably when you're younger, you went to a matzah bakery and saw maybe they take the grain and they put it with water and they make it into dough, so you can see that part of the process. But tochen is when you, I don't think they do tochen there necessarily, at least not the part that they take you on, but they grind the things into smaller pieces. That's tochen. The Gemara earlier, again, we've seen this before, on Mem Testament Beis, and Source 2 says, Tesanya ain chayavin ela malacha shekeotze bo hoysa b'mishkan. Right? We know that, and again, that was the famous Machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Haigon. Does it mean things that were done in the construction of the Mishkan or things which were done in the service that took place in the Mishkan? Rashi, the Gemara says, were done in the Mishkan, Haim Zor, Vatem Lo Sizro, etc. They planted, you can't plant. But the Rashi over there on Mem Tesen Bei says in Source 3, Haim Zor, Vakatsu, someone who let's vote Tchelas. Because this was the process of making the colors for the dyes and so on. Some of them from herbs. Or tchelas is from chalazim. I've actually seen that process. Actually, the extract from the chalazim is a liquid extract. Assuming, I saw what the Murex Tarkus, which many people assume is the correct chalazim. I don't have that problem right now. But what they do is for trans, or they used to do, I'm not sure, I think they still do it for transporting purposes. It's actually made into a powder. I guess it's easier to ship or whatever, because they get these, today the Tiltchelitz group, they get the dye from snails that are caught like in the Croatia and other places like that. They have all kinds of deals. And they are found off the coast of Israel too, but they're a protected species by the Israeli equivalent of the ASPCA, called Chevrala Hagenat HaTeva, I think they call it. So they can't really farm them too much. They're limited. So they have deals in place in Europe. Some places in Europe, there are people that eat these things. Escargot is it's not kosher, but it's a snail product that people eat. So they farm, they fish them. But they never have a deal. So I think I have to find out. I think it's still shipped in powder form. But anyway, you get some of the dyes are made from plant derivatives. You can make tchelas color from plant derivatives too. The Gemara says it's also for tzitzis. For tchelas for tzitzis has to be from the chalazim. But there's something called kalailam. It's known indigo. It's a plant. It was a plant derivative. Other colors also come from plant derivatives. So in any event, they would make they would grind it up and they would make this into a dye. So that's where, according to Rashi, that's where it was done in the Mishkan. It had nothing to do with baking bread. Rabbi Haigon, if you remember, said that when they made the bread for the Lechem Aponim and so on, that's a service within the Mishkan, not for building the Mishkan. Anyway, bottom line, Rashi simply explained that the Mishnah lists off what's called Sidur Depas. First 11 malachos are siddur d'pas, so they focus on bread baking, but it wasn't like they needed bread for the Mishkan. But anyway, bottom line is that to grind something, like into a powder, and then it's mixed into a kind of paste. That's what they would do for some type of a solution for dyes. We ground into a thin powder, then mixed with other stuff and made into this paste that they would then use for dyeing. Okay, that's the mukkar in the Mishkan for tochein. The Rambam in the Perash HaMishnah, there in Kol Goron, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, what it is, source 4. The Rambam writes very simply, "Be'inyan tochen utchinas chelek gadol." You take a big piece, a big chunk of something, and you chop it into a small piece. Afichoso chalokim ketanim. Okay, that's what the Rambam says. That opens up a whole discussion, and it's a bachokas, if you saw some of the makaris, so how small is small? How, in order to violate tochen, how small do you have to? Usually, I think people think of tochen instinctively before you learn about a tochen, like when you make chopped like Israeli salad, they call it Israeli salad. I'm not sure it's Israeli bad, but it's called Israeli salad. You know, some of the tomatoes and the curd, they're very, very fine. They're cut very, very small. what you get with your falafel, whatever, that's chopped very fine. A regular, I'm not a big salad guy, but you know, I'm more of a meat and potatoes man, but they call Caesar salad or regular salad, you know, regular salad to have in a dish, as a dish at a regular meal, the tomatoes and the cucumbers are not cut up that fine, right? They call Israeli salad, they cut very, very small cubes, they're very, very small pieces. Anyway, the Rambam doesn't really give a shear. In fact, that's a discussion. The Rambam writes, again, Binyan talking to Tchinas Chelek Gadol, you change it into chalokim ktanim, small section, small piece. Lefika chituch hayirokos b'shabbat, chopping vegetables on Shabbat. O nesiras ha'etz, okay, chopping wood. So there's a lot of dafka food, okay, even chopping wood. Lekachas nesiras shalom, get smaller piece of wood chips. O shifas hamatechas lekachas nesiras shalom. O b'kol ha'etzim lasoka kol zeh told us token. All this is on the token. This is what I told them. Again, fire prayers doesn't make a big difference. That's the Rambam says. Taking something big and chopping it down into smaller pieces, that's token. Okay, now the Gemara gives examples on Ayin Dalet base, source 5. A token, Omar of Papa, Haiman de Forim, that's we have that pierced with a mem, de Forim Silka. Silka is beets. Okay, Silka is beets. So the Gemara says, Haiman de Forim Silka, Rashi points out right away in 6 on Ayin Dalet base, Forim Silka be mem garcinam. And the Raisin tells you mem, because you know the mem sophis and the samach are very similar looking. So when you're dealing with kisra yad, you know, manuscripts, so it's sometimes hard to distinguish. But in the script, the mem sophis looks different than the samach. But in the print, you know, they're both round, the mem sophis is square, more square. So sometimes you'll have a distinction. Here the distinction plays, because porius poros also means, you know, to break into pieces, right? Priestess lechem. You break bread. It also has the same expression. Kazayas bechachilis pras. Pras there, kazayas bechachilis pras. Pras doesn't mean a prize. It means a piece, right? The chopped off piece for Erevim, for other purposes, right? Pras. Pras is a piece. Okay, so it would work here too. But Rashi says, and it's important, Rashi says, the parim sulamem, karsi volobas hamach. And he brings a riot from another Gemara and so on. And he says, but it means over there, he quotes some, so I guess in French word, lachtos chatikos chatikos ktanos, mechatcho hadek. Okay, so it's not necessarily food as we saw, but because the Gemara says, let's read the rest of the Gemara first. Haiman the forum silka, it chops up beets. Okay, selak also means spinach. All right, spinach and beets in the same family of the vegetables. Spinach and beets in the same family of vegetables. There is a selek, one of the people have the minig on Rosh Hashanah night to eat certain foods, you know, for simonim. So one of them is selek, the estalku sonenu, to remove our enemies. So a person I don't like beets, I like spinach, so we use spinach, you know. But spinach and beets are the same family. In fact, just a side point, quinoa is also that same family of vegetables. I remember many years ago, 25 years ago, my wife started to use quinoa. One of my children, my youngest child, had not exactly a physical allergy, but he didn't do well with gluten. It's not an allergy, but he doesn't do so well with gluten. So my wife made chonk instead of barley. She started to use quinoa. Because quinoa, if you've seen quinoa, is a very similar texture or appearance to barley. And when it came to Pesach, she asked me if I can use quinoa. It's clearly not barley, but it's a kidneys, you know, so it would be kidneys. So I remember the time I looked into it, I found out that quinoa was in the spinach and beet family, which is not considered kidneys. I remember the time I asked the chef to explain them, and he said, Yochlan of me spoke, go ahead. We're not going to add new things to quinoa, to kidneys. So he thought it was mutter. There were other rabbanim at the time, or a little later, but it became more popular, quinoa. They hemmed and hawed about it. And the rabbi, what's the name of that book? Rabbi Blumenkrantz, you know, that, you know, told me that guy to Pesach, you've seen it, the son's put it out now, he's passed away. You know, so he said also, it's really in the spinach and beet family, but he's not ready to allow it. Okay, I'm not a Talmud of his, so Roshet said it was okay. One of the other rabbanim in Tinek, when asked the Shiloh, he said, if you want to be able to eat on Pesach, ask Rabbi Talbot's Shiloh, don't ask me the Shiloh. But then now you can get it with the star KP and with the OUP and the Kimmel. Anyway, it's from the spinach and beet family. All right. Anyhow, so but that's what silka is. So That's one example. The Mishnah, the Gemara goes on there, and so it's five and nine dollars. But more is on Amar of Menashe, Haima de Solis Silsa. This is wood, types of wood. You chop up wood, so it's not only token, not only by edible, by foods. Okay.
Is that even according to
the Papa? I don't think it's machlokes. A little later, the Gemara says that's Chaimishim Tov. A little later, the Gemara says Amar Abai. We saw this part of the Gemara later. Remember, Haiman the Ovid Chilso Chayim Achasus Rechatos. Remember, they gave an example of a guy who did something he can do on Shabbos. He violated as many as 11 different. I think other gifts, 13. Okay, that's not a Gemara $9 base. So one of his Ovid Chilto some sort of a. Like a receptacle, a bowl of some sort, which is made around basket made out of reeds. So when you cut the reeds, that's also a token. One of the things, okay, Rashi explains, solus silsa is eitzim dakim lahavir esh. You want to chop wood to put in your fireplace. You have these big logs, okay, and you know, they're too big to put in. So you cut, you know, shave the wood, shave off the wood, and you put that in the fireplace, lahavir esh. Kiltos kaveres shokan, kaveres is a bowl. Receptacle made out of reeds. So all the time, one of them is asos dakos. If you made the reeds very thin, like shtayim or shalom, made it to two or three thin things. Okay, so harei zeh tochen. Notice that Rashi is making the point: you don't need a kli to violate tochen. We didn't see anywhere that you need a kli. If you done, you know, even by hand, you would possibly violate tochen. But apparently. Rashi, you know, it's not grinding, you know, only into powder or tiny particles, even smaller pieces, right? He says dakos, but there's a difference between dakos and dake dakos. You know, the idea would seem to be when you make something smaller, and by doing that, you make it more suitable for what you need it for now. Okay, you make it more suitable, you make it more, and that may make a difference in terms of certain types of. Let's say vegetables. You can eat the vegetable just as well when it's a larger piece. You make it smaller so it's more attractive looking, right, or whatever it is. You know, that would, at the moment, that would seem to be an issue. In other words, tochen is, the way Rashi seems to be learning, is smaller pieces. Again, when you make a basket out of reeds, you need to make, you know, shave the reeds in such a way that you can weave it or whatever you make it into the basket, right? As you make the item into a way that now, because it's smaller, it's more suitable for its new usage, so to speak. It's more suitable for its new usage. Why the example gave beets, so it's unclear to me. I have to be honest, we'll see in a second. But first of all, the Rabbeinu Chanano, there on that page in Shabbos, Ayin Dalam Beis, in source 7, when Chanano says, Atochan Rapopo Haimad the Forum Silk, he says, Pierre Kain Kitisha. Now, Ketisha is really grinding. That sounds like he's saying it's got to be really fine. Ketisha is grinding up, like, you know, very, very fine. Okay. Below Ke'en Chituch, as opposed to just slicing. So if I was making that distinction, just slice something, that's not Tochen. It's making it into a smaller piece. Rashi's not going to say Tochen is slicing either, but Rashi seems, and I don't make necessarily Machot, we'll see other Rishon analyze it, but maybe Rashi is saying that even to make it very small pieces, but as long as it's smaller, as long as it now, because it's now more suitable for you. Wood, you know, you big logs, don't you want to make it a smaller piece, it'll burn better, right? So it's more suitable for its new usage once you cut it to smaller pieces. But that's, you follow that, that's what Ben Chanano seems to be saying, it's making it to smaller pieces, okay? You know, like he says, it's a kemin kemach dak, like flour, the pieces of, you know, seen kernels. Flour, very fine, right? I mean, you've seen flour. It comes from the kernel of the wheat, or if it's rice flour, whatever it is, but it's very fine. And Rabbeinu Chanan writes, kemin kemach dak, right? That's what it's tochen. So I don't know, you know, it could be that he's disagreeing a little bit with Rashi. He's saying, in order to apply the tochen, it has to be really fine, like flour. I do want to point out, Tosfos says, we'll see the Rosh says it also, Tosfos there on Dalam Bay says, in source 8, Haiman deform silka dafka be silka shach, and it was shar ochlin shori. He says, in general, it's not a problem by food. It's a unique thing by, now, I don't know, does he mean, he means his beets, okay? Apparently, I don't know enough about it, but apparently Tosfos is saying maybe it's because it's not fit to eat as is. Certainly, it may depend, and his answer, it may depend on the type of food. You can't eat it when it's so big. It's cumbersome or it's not pleasant to eat it. I'm not sure really what Tosis means. Why, unless you learned silka means something else entirely. I saw someone suggest that. I didn't see that in Tosis. So hold that in the back of your head. But Tosis makes a comment on our issue In a Gemara later in Shabbos, on Kuf Yud Amud Beis Suras, now, which we saw as part of the Hakdamah Shiurim way back when. Okay, remember that Gemara? Amar Chibar Abba Amar Yochan Yom Kippurim Shechah. Remember the Knivas Hayerek, chopping up vegetables. Remember the din was that in Yom Kippur, if it's not Shabbos, you're allowed late in the day, according to the Gemara. I don't assume like that about Halacha, but Knivas Hayerek is mutter. Okay, but Knivas Hayerek is chopping up vegetables for the post fast Suda, right, to break your fast. And why it was done, it was makel for agmas nefesh purposes. People had a difficult time fasting, and you know, oh, now at least the end is in sight. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's true of us too, like by about 3:45, once you look at your watch, you know, what, only 5 minutes until let's look at my watch? You know, later in the day, people have trouble fasting. I'm not, Baruch Hashem, I usually fast early, so I know people have trouble fasting. My son-in-law has terrible headaches by the end of the Yom Kippur. So, you know, you look at your watch, you figure, okay, it's, you know, yeah.
My mother asked if she could take like
endermans
out of the freezer on Yom Kippur, just
prepare for after Shabbos. Right, just for, yeah, a Hanukkah question comes up with that. Yeah, they're right. You, at least we get it. But the Gemara permits Knivas Hayerek. But what about when Kippur lands on Shabbos? Oh. And the extra Shabbos problems. I think we had this Gemara with the guide to my sister, with Shabbos in the early of the year. But I'll read it again. Kuf Yud Amud Beis 9. Amar Chibar Abba Amar Yechanan Yom HaKippurim Shechalos B'Shabbos Mutter B'Knivas Hayerek. Meisei Menayin HaKippurim Shechalos B'Shabbos Shechalos B'Knivas Hayerek. Hamal Omer Shabbosom. Remember, that's what, we had in the context of our discussion earlier in the year in Hakdamah Shiur about what is Shabbos on, that they give Shabbos a different atmosphere, different flavor. Okay, so it says, what does Shabbos mean? Ilei melem locha, does the word Shabbos, that's what we talked about, the essays of Shabbos. So, again, what Shabbos Lachi gave you the details of it, the introduction, we spoke with the essays of Shabbos. So, ilei melem locha, v'aksim lo sasek locha, elah b'kinim zera. We talked about that, right? Shabbos, you might have not said alos hasei. Anyway, so it's also b'knivas hayerek. So Rashi there says in Kuvit Dalam Beis in Shabbos 10, also b'knivas hayerek. Lo b'boy in the Shabbos ba'alma the also mishum shulos on a regular Shabbos. It's the very least of the rabbanon. The katarach mishabbos lechol. You ask about, you know, preparing for Shabbos hachana, preparing for Shabbos the after Shabbos. And afilo ina the yesh kan ino, even when it's Yom Kippur, which you know, there's suffering, there's agmas nefesh, there's a challenge, and so on. The b'shar yom, that's the chiddush. It's also in the b'shar yom kippurim. Sheshar shvus also is them mutar. This is a kula, since it's only a question of achana anyway. Shvus only rabbanon anyway. So they were makel to allow this on Yom Kippur on a weekday. That particular shvus they lifted for the sake of. But hashi chabbos Shabbos lo shar rabbanon. But it's Shabbos also. Then they didn't allow it. Then there's a machlokas about it. Anyway, that's what, look at the last Rashi, the next page.
Can you say? The upside is that on Shabbos and Kippur, they have more than one.
Okay, it comes out like that, yeah. Okay, look at the last Rashi. I love Kirk Baalma. Betolosh. The midi, the love malacha, called it asay, the Shabbos on Shabbos. That's the question. It's only that, it's an asay. And we learned back in Akdoma that the Shavuos, Rabbanans may flow from the assay. The Rabbanans say they want to make the day different. It's not a malacha, but they asked it because of Shabbos. I remember what I'm talking about way back to the beginning. It was, even though it wasn't a beginning, you should look over those shoes anyway because it gave you good yisodos for Shabbos. But anyway, that's what we said, that there are rabbinic restrictions on Shabbos. The Rabbanans on Shabbos are designed to make sure the day is different. Remember, we had that whole Gemara. Theoretically, you could keep your store open and do lots of things on Shabbos without violating any one of the technical malachas. Right, you'll sell on credit, and you won't, whatever it is, you'll work it out. You won't do any malachas, but Shabbos is not going to be any different than any other week. It'll be a regular day as always. So therefore, the Rabbanan, since the Torah says also Shabbosom, well, there's what happens, a different word, okay, whatever it is, but there's an assay of Shabbos to make Shabbos different. So the Rabbanan restricted certain things, right? Anyway, that's what that came up with. So on all Shabbos, but that's only on Shabbos. There's not the same restriction in Kippur. So by all Shabbos, it's rooted in Daraisa. But here, Lo Shreina La Mishuma, and therefore even to Kippur on Shabbos, they wouldn't be making for Agmas Nefesh. B'Sharim Kim Shara Agmas Nefesh. Okay, anyway, that's that Gemara. But 1 second, Tosas there in Shabbos, I don't know if we saw this Tosas then, we'll see it now in 11, Kuf Yud Dal and Beis, Tosas, 1 second. What do you mean, Kriva Sayarik, it's only Rabbanim, it's only Shabbosom? Why isn't it Tochim? You're chopping up vegetables. That's Tosas Kasha. Right? Tosas on Kuf Yud Amud Beis 11. Tosas asks, okay, first he says, It's not a real daraisa, it's an asmachta. All right, we won't go into that problem now, but look at the second half of Tosus, the second line of 11 towards the end. Below dummy, but Tosus' underlying question is, what is this whole Gemara discussing? You have a kula, it's in Kippur, because of Agnes Efesh, it's only a drop on it anyway, or it's an assay, and they lift it. But why isn't it chopping? Why isn't it token? So Tosus says, below dummy. Lahad the Omar Bepara Khagoto Haimand of Omar Silka our Gemara. Tosus there in Kufi Dalit said, no, it's not the same. Okay. The Hosamiri Kishosa Khatikos Dakos Ma'od. Our Gemara, which talks about Tochen, says Tosus later, Kufi Dalit is only talking about it's only token when you make it Khatikos Dakos Ma'od. Tosus and Kufi Dalit, yeah, Tosus and Kufi Dalit quoted a Gemara on the Aindana base in source 5, which talks about chopping vegetables, Tochen. So Tosfos asks, why does the Gemara and Kufi Dala talk about Knivus the Eric and Yom Kippur, call it Epsa? It's a right, the Shus is based on say of Shabbos or whatever. What do you mean? It's a regular malacha called Tochen. It's one of the 39 malachas. Tosfos answers, no. Tochen is only the Gemara and Ayin Dalet. Tochen is only when what? When you, that's the word of Tosfos. It says, it's only Kisha Ose Chatichos Dakos Ma'od. Malacha here. Kufi Dala, we're talking about Knivus HaYerek, that might be Mutter, or at least Mutter and Kippur, if not on Shabbos. Hochamari Kishose Chatichos Gedolos. Okay, so that's, at least according to Tosis, again, he wants to say the token is only Chatichos Dakos Me'od. So I suggest that that's a Ben Chanan and Chanan also. Yeah.
For Ben
Chanan,
it seems to suggest that when we're speaking of Dakos, we're talking about
Arab or
flour.
Yeah, that's also
what he said. But is that even how you? Yeah,
that's true. You can't really do it by hand. That's an important point. I mean, you know, I'm not sure. Again, he's giving you examples. I don't know how literal, but that's why I said I'm not sure. It's clear from Tosus. Tosus is open and makes a distinction between Chatichos Dakos Ma'od and bigger. Again, Dakos Ma'od, like any other quantitative thing, well, how Ma'od is Ma'od, how small is it to be? Not as clear, you know, as we might want it to be. But Rashi just said, again, I'm not building up, but Rashi just said, you know, Rashi's language was Dakos, you know, Dakos. He didn't say Mechatcho Hadek, you know, he didn't say tiny. I don't know. You know. Also, there's also an interesting point. You know, again, you put this Tosus together because Tosus seemed to say the Tosus 8 and Ayin Dalet on the base said by Shar Okun it's mutter altogether. Remember, Tosus always said it's a problem by beets. So Tosus could. That's what I'm saying. Could be different by Tosus. That's about the point. I don't know. Right. Steering Tosus is not always a problem because it's different by Tosus. Okay. Even though when we speak in the yeshivas and we learn, you know, we say Rashi says this and Tosus says that. There's no such person called Tosus, right? You know, and there are different by Tosus and the different mesectas. You know, different by Tosus play more role. Sometimes Tosus, the by Tosus quote by name. Rashi says this, and Tom says that, and Rashi. Sean says the other thing, but the Stam Tosus, so it's not the end of the world. You're right. I'm just pointing out.
Appropriate to say like an anonymous day on Tosus.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Takes it too cumbersome. So who says Tosus? My focus is Mashin Tosus. Okay. Anyway, the point is that the Tosus and Ayin Dalet seem to say Shar Kol Okun Shari. That would obviate the question of Kufi Dalet. Right? Then what do you mean, Kufi Dalet? It's not talking like Silka. So it could be that at least according to Tosus and others, you know, maybe it's different. Okay. It's interesting, the Or Zeruah, I just want to point this out, because other Rishonim discuss this, the Or Zeruah also says, doc, very, very fine. The Or Zeruah is in the Shabbos and Samach, under Atochim. Okay. He quotes that Rashi uses the word, it's our Gemara, the Gemara we started with, right, is Omar Papa Haiman Deforim, Rashi says, with a Mem, not with a Samach. But the reason Rashi says it is probably because somebody else said it was with a Samach, and indeed, the Or Zeruah on the third line there, 312, says, V'yesh mish omer man deforis. Come on, hello, peros. Peros means to break, I assume it's referring to as a pasuk in Navi, in Yeshaya, which is after actually in Yom Kippur. Hello, peros, lo ra'ev, lachmecha. Hello, peros, lachmecha, lo ra'ev, lachmecha. Hello, peros, lo ra'ev, lachmecha. It says, yeah. Let's speak on that. It's after toward the end of Yeshayahu. So it's that's what I thought. Good. So anyway, that's where it says at the end. Toshim Yeshayahu Zaglecha. Anyway, so he's supposed to. I mean, Yeshayahu is rebuking. It's better than Kippur because Yeshayahu is rebuking us for we have fast days and we daven and so on and so forth. We don't take care of other people. I'm not going to think it's on. You know, so he says you have to be kind to people and so on.
He says,
exactly. And good after. Oh, Yeshayahu is a very stark, right? The mask, honestly. But a very powerful passage in Yeshayahu. But that's one of them. So it says, hello, and I think that's what he's for. Well, it doesn't matter. The point is, a pras means a peace. Okay. He says that, anyway, he says, okay, and he says, Hainu Yerech Shmo Targan. Targan, I think, is also spinach, okay? He says it depends on the vegetables. As we look at the end, Shechotchin Yerokos Dak Dak, then Chayav Mishum Tochen. He says, that's what the Rambam says too. We'll see the Rambam in a moment. I just want to point out that there are Rishonim who don't say Dak Dak, very fine. Okay, so I just quoted over here, so we see this to be Magdi the Malacha. The smag in Lavinson and Samachay, hostess, Atochim, says, call a Shochet, Thomas, one of Machteshes, Sarez Atochim. And he mentions a kli called a Machteshes, some kind of a grinder. You know, you have those egg grinders. People use them, they mesh up eggs with them. Okay.
What, like a
grinder.
Or like a mortar and pestle, or
no, but it's I'm not like, it has, on the bottom, it has round, it's got a little hole like a gate, you know, a piece of metal, little metal, and you mesh it up. Okay, that's a
matter.
Apple core, it's a core. Slavs, they probably say, yeah. An apple core, yeah. Anyway, but he's a machtar, he's a tochen. And the bottom line is, he says, Pirish mechatan yerek tolosh. And b'chein ha'im on the solar silsa chai mishum tochen, even wood. He doesn't say very fine. The smak also, mitzvah resh pebe, is 14. Ha'tochen, kol ha'tochen, saman v'shochem ha'tashas, itavla is a tochen v'chayav. Okay, again, it doesn't say anything. So, lower ina l'raya, huh?
The smak, the summary of the smak?
No, two different smak, two different words.
The smak doesn't have 613
minutes. Well, he does. He has them all under one category or another.
I thought it was 150.
I don't know. Yeah, but no more than that. I forgot exactly, but it subsumes things.
Also, like, why is one the
dress
rabba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The smog and the smog both do not seem to say dak dak very fine. I don't want to make too big a fuss about it. Okay, the Orchis Chaim also printed. I was alerted. We'll see this soon. I was alerted to this. Machlokas, but it's Yosef. Well, the state that they're arguing. Okay, I wouldn't necessarily see it. You can't really see the Orchis Chaim and Hilchos Shabbos Oslam and Vav 15. Hashochet Pilpulin and Saman Machtes told us Tochen. They don't say very, very fine. Okay, but if you look at the Rambam, okay, the Rambam at the end, the Rambam talks about it in two places. In Perek Ches Halachates Vav Hilchos Shabbos 16, he doesn't say it either. He just says what the Shir is Gogeres Hatochen Gogeres Chaim. So he seems to have that he's talking here using a machtesh, he's using a kli. Okay? And a machate chiarek tolosh, or he's a toldos token. And why it's only a toldos, it's a different vegetable, it's not the same thing, it's not what it was in the Mishkan. Kind of noser eats him. Okay, that's in, but he says, I'll look at the end, I'm with machate eats him, just slicing piece of wood. What they call them, wood strips, that's enochayv achi dakdek when kadelavashka girls from beitza. They use the word yadakdek. Does it mean dak? I don't know. It's not clear. It has to be very fine or small. I'm not sure. But in perkavavach yudches, there is clear. 17. Hamachatechas yarek dak, dak. So there the Rambam says, very fine. Right? That double language is very, very fine. Kadelavashlo, or is it told as tochen machayv? It's interesting. There he says it as a prerequisite for cooking. It's an important point to bear in mind. And he gives various examples of things that look like tochen and so on. He also mentions ain't tchina b'pera, certain fruits and vegetables don't have it, which is an important point as well. You know, the truth is...
It says it doesn't apply?
Yeah, it says ain't tchina b'pera. So keep that in mind. Take a look down 18 in the Beis Yosef. Yeah.
It's very important. that's true on the Rambam on 17.
Yeah.
What is the, why is it connecting Vela to the Tumas with Vela?
Oh, because the Vela means you're chopping up meat. We'll see about that. You're chopping meat up.
Why is he explaining that shit paints him in Paris?
Eros, Karos,
what's it? Oh, no. Galuin is, the first Galuin is like pumpkin.
Yeah.
So, gourd, yeah. In that same family? Squash. Yeah,
smaller.
Yeah, but it's like the same family of squash, whatever it is, I think. I don't know. Anyway, but yes, yeah, so he's probably going on Galuin. I don't know. He's modifying the whole phrase, I suspect. Okay. Anyway, look in the Beis Yosef in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph Or Chaim, and that's the Siman we talk about this matter. Okay, Rambam calls him Chater Dak Dak Kedei Levashlo. So that's an important point. It sounds like the Rambam says that chopping something up in order to subsequently cook it, as opposed to what? Very likely, as opposed to chopping up to about to eat it right now. Okay, we'll talk. We'll get to tomorrow, Mr. Rambam. Just like we had with Borer and other things, if you do it for right away, miad, for right away, it's mutter. That's going to be a factor by token also. So the Rambam says you're still removed. Maybe that's the basis. I think understands the Rambam. You're removed now from eating it. It's not doing it, shall we call it derech achila. You're chopping it up in order to still substantially cook it. He would have said that. Again, that's the language of the Rambam. Okay? So prerequisite for cooking, you need to cut it in a smaller piece to fit it in a pot or something. Yeah.
But
it would
be prerequisite for like cooking is cooking on fire, right? It's not like a
salad
that's going to eat
a lunch later. Like, yeah, okay. So I have to see, but I'm just saying he says it's not as a, to do it. You know, I would say, like you said,
what?
No, okay. Now I have to say you're doing tochein as you know, for subsequent purpose. Okay. You wouldn't be allowed to do it. It's true. Yeah, it's a good point. But nevertheless, it told us tochein. But he gives examples. Okay, let's say you're doing it for your chop. Lefichach ein maraskal asajal asachuv lefnei behema b'shinur ketochein. I mean, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. But so you divide two different violations. I mean,
yeah,
you have two katos, whatever, to cook, if you substitute cook. But the point is the other way. He's saying tochen is a step towards visual. If it's not, that's what I'm pointing out. If it's not, then according to Rambam, it would be tochen.
Isn't that definitionally someone's observing the malachos and it's possible to clean up because whatever I'm doing, I'm not going to cook with it. So even if I'm cutting it in theory, you could just go into the oven for sure, but I'm never going to do that because I'm cooking.
Right. Yes, but if I'm doing tochen right now, right. But he's saying, therefore, it wouldn't be tochen. That's what it looks like the Rambam is saying.
Tochen can never be possible for me because I'm trying to cook.
Token is if you're eating it right away, it's not to be token. That's what it looks like. Okay. Now, that's not. No one else said that. Rashi didn't say that. Okay, no one else said that. Okay, say it again. Yeah, it's interesting. The simple reading of Gemara is not that way. You're absolutely right. Someone is like Rashi goes on everything. What the cooking? Okay, you got to do something else. That's what I agree with you. Okay, the Rashi is the simple reading of Gemara. We've seen limitations, right? Rashi seems to say token. Goes on everything, whatever it is, you're talking, okay? Tosa says, well, maybe only beets and, you know, right? Only certain vegetables, okay. We saw in the Rambam, it doesn't apply to fruits. Rashi doesn't go for any of that stuff. And the Gemara didn't say it. The Gemara seems to be, the simple reading of the Gemara is not like that. But the Rambam, you know, unless he just gave an example, but, you know, the Rambam says, Kanei Levashon, all right? But he also writes, Nira Shehuza, look at the third line of 18 of Beis Yosef writes, Nira Shehuza al-Mafarj, Dafka nokat silka, Shechotchos a dak dak lebishul. Behu adin l'shar yirokha, Shechotchin also dak dak lebishul. It's usually cut that way. So even if I'm not doing it for bishul now, but if you cut it in that manner, that'll just use it. If I cut it in that manner, even if I'm not doing it for bishul, I cut it so small, that would already be told me. You know, that's what the Beis Yosef understands. Okay. I think he's saying it within the realm, I think. I think he's saying it within the realm. Okay, so that's what he means. And he says, even if you can eat it raw and I cut it up, it's still going to be, If I'm planning to eat it right away raw without doing anything further to it, so then it's not going to be tochen. That's what he learned. Again, it's not the way Rashi learned. That's what the Beis Yosef says. He says if it's our bond, it wouldn't be. Okay, he seems to learn that tchina is a prerequisite for something else. Okay, so that's it only goes. Tosa seems to say it only goes on non-foods, right? You know, except for silka, and Rashi goes on everything. Rambam says only if it's a prerequisite for doing something else. But again, Rashi, we'll see the Shulchan Aruch doesn't make any chilek. Okay, you're looking to look for a second 19. I want to add something. So, but look at 19 in Shulchan Aruch here and some Shinchav Aleph. If you're based, I'm a chatech as I erik dak dak. Hi, Mishum Tochin. He didn't say that it has to be for cooking. He didn't say that it's only this type of vegetable and not that kind of thing. You know, he didn't say it. If the other Rishonim disagree, why does he go with Rashi? Probably because it's simpler than the Gemara, I'm guessing. But before I get to that point in the Shulchan Aruch, again, it remains a little bit clear on how small it could be. I think that's what, you know, if you look at the Rishonim carefully, I think that's what emerges. It may depend on what it is, what the goal is, and what the norm is for that particular item, okay? As I said before, I think part of the definition is to make whatever you're cutting up suitable or more suitable for the usage you have in mind right now. So when it comes to wood, okay, just cutting, so you don't have to cut it into wood chips to violate tochen. Right? Cutting wood, you take a log, it's big, you cut it to pieces, that's what you're going to be talking, because that's what you do. It's now more suitable for your purpose of putting it in the fireplace. You wouldn't say, oh no, it wouldn't be token unless you mamish make it your wood shavings, tiny wood chips. That wouldn't be. Okay, but when it comes to cutting up vegetables, let's say for a salad, what changed, you know, when you cut the cucumber into three pieces or whatever it is, you know, what changed? What might be a difference, though, is, let's say, what they call juicing, right, where you really are pureeing, right, where you change the technique, now you can actually drink the vegetable or the fruit. That is a significant change.
That's already an author.
Why?
That's a Dutch.
Okay, but I think we're all. I'm not sure if it's Dutch.
Like a hand smoothie.
No, you're juicing, you're right. You're meshing up the whole pill. And you can have it, there's no waste, right? It's a, I think, no?
Wait, you mean blending? Like,
I don't know what the right word is, but you...
Like, juicing is like...
Juicing
will be sleep. No,
because
like, they have like these...
Pureeing, I think, is a better
word. Where it's like a... So juicing is like a colorless? Like,
everything's together still, it's just in liquid form, right?
It's open.
I'll be token. No, pureeing, same thing, I'll be token. That's, I think... If you're left with a piece, maybe it's done.
I'm surprised, like, this is so, like, a strange question, because we spend a long time on this.
Yeah, but I'm saying pureeing, aren't you left... When you're left with all the...
What's the
material? That's squeezing, yeah, it's squeezing it out. You're left with a piece at the end.
So, like, stomping on grapes, you're left with the grape peel, right?
Right.
So but if you put the grape in the blender, you're drinking the...
Right, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
So that's okay.
That would be token, I'm suggesting, yeah. Because that's a significant change. Right? Just cutting into smaller pieces when it comes to fruit and vegetables, just a smaller piece. Maybe juicing is the wrong word, I'm not sure. But pureeing, I think, where you're left with the whole blend, put in a blender, I'm not going to know Shabbos either, but you do it by hand. That would be token to me, yeah.
But I guess there's still the question of what's the limit, because let's say I need to only cut a piece of wood in half. Inexcusable,
I don't know.
So I don't think anybody's going to say that's
totally. I think not.
But at the end of the day, that still sort of falls under the preparing it by making it into smaller pieces.
I guess it would have to be somewhat of a significant change in its nature. Yeah.
Just with the wood, you have the sawdust.
Say it again.
You have the sawdust.
Right, but I don't think in order to violate token, you have to make it mamish into sawdust. Even
if you cut it in half.
Oh, there's still small. That's a good argument. When you just cut it, there's still a small piece. That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't think that's. I'm suggesting that that's what they mean.
I don't know. No. You're saying it. I'm not sure. Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
You just call that a secret, you should
know. No. But still. Let's say reeds to make the basket. To make the basket, you cut them into smaller, you know, the tall reeds, you cut them into smaller pieces. That would be token for that, where it wouldn't be that for a vegetable. That's all I'm saying. What I'm saying, it may depend, but you need a significant change, so pureeing something, now you can drink it, right, instead of eating it. So that's a significant change. Comparing cucumber to three pieces, that would not be token, perhaps. That's what I'm saying.
What about tomatoes? Cutting into big versus the very salad?
Yes. Again, so again, you're all touching. Hold, let me just finish two more makars. You'll see. Okay, I mean, what all you're getting at is, again, the Shulchan Aruch lashon is, okay, Sifyud Beis, a mechate chayar dak dak chay mishum tochin, and Ramah adds, who are the osur lachta of grogers who rule with nehaz a Canaan. Sometimes you have a person who is chewing, can't chew it, or for a baby, whatever, you cut it up into small pieces. And he says, you know, you're not supposed to do that. Now, the Mishabur there says, it's quite Lama Tess in 20, She'ein yichol in law, so in lo yichatchenu dak dak. The person's condition, older person, whatever, can't swallow big pieces. You have to make them into smaller, the more digestible pieces. And he says, the law is in the basu with the amo. Okay, we don't follow the road. Most people could eat it. And he said, because it's gedulei karka, it's ikar tchina, it's gedulei karka. That's an important point to come back to. Okay, but he says, therefore, machmer with that, because this is gedulei karka, even though for most people that would not necessarily be token, but for this person, it's a significant change because he can't eat it, or she can't eat it when it's whole. You have to chop it up in a little piece, or for a baby. Same idea. Now, the Bir Aloche quotes the following. The Bir Aloche there in Shin Shachuf Aleph, Sifyud Beis, 21, Dibal Latzah Machate. Bir Aloche writes, with Gemara Isi quotes, Gemara Rapapa, Rashi. Okay. He's saying, because the Gemara B'chatichos K'tanos K'ein T'chino. Okay, grind it up. Aba B'chatichos G'dolos K'tzas. Again, a relative term. People that are a little bigger, you know. He says, ain't there t'chino k'ach. V'chein k'os ramen dak dak. Now look what the Mishmur writes, because of all the problems you guys are raising. Everybody understands it. Ach kolz de'el inyan chiyuv. Okay, this whole machloka is how big, for, in terms of chiyuv, chatos, and so on. Aval inyan iser, yesh li zor ma'od b'zeh. You should be, in general, very careful about chopping up anything. V'kar kosu b'sevim yureyim, the sheer dakusan lo no dolan. We don't know how dak is dak, how fine it's wants to be. And Rechen Mashmiz Yosef, all right? And he says, therefore, you should do it, you know, even larger pieces, do it samuch l'suda. Chop it up, you make an Israeli salad, whatever, do it samuch l'suda. Then you have that, we'll talk about that heter tomorrow, but then you have the miyad heter, you follow? That's what the Mishabur is saying. He's saying, since we don't know how small is small, well, you know, right? And again, you all ask the kashas, isn't it? It's a little unclear from the Gemaras and from, you know, how small is small. So therefore, the Mishabur said, Bir Aloche says, it's some kind of a foreign word. It's some kind of some type of a food. I don't know exactly what it is.
Maybe Iceland?
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Chopping something up. I'm not sure. Okay, anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan also, he says, similar to what we said, it may depend on the item. It's Mishin Chof Aleph Sifot. Rosh Hashanah writes, in your life,
she can do big pieces for
Samach. He's saying even big pieces, you only do Samach Suda. Since we don't know, since we have a bit of a doubt as to what really is Tochen, how small is small, and how, in order to violate Tochen, since it's not as clear as we might like it to be, so therefore, Rosh Hashanah says, stay away from it and do it whenever you cut something up, do it Samach Suda. Yeah.
Is there any point?
Again, you know, instinctively I would say yes. I mean, just to cut a log in half, it's not called token. But when in doubt, I guess to say, when in doubt, do it before the Suda. You know, it's a little, that's what Mishabur says, do it before the Suda. The Rosh Hashulchan writes in Sivogos Mishin Chabalov 22, and I think about a Chedra Shem Dechina, Lo Shaychel with Ram Shem Darchan Lechot Chan Dak Dak. It depends what the item is. It's something that's normally ground up very fine. Yeah, amazing in Shia. Avoperos ain't darker lachat chan dak dak. People, and that may be different today. Sometimes you do buy certain apples or pineapples, very cute, very small, huh?
Fruit salad.
And fruits are very small, so I don't know. Well, he said that things you don't normally do, like gluten and gourds and whatever else, and likewise vegetables. So ain't darker lachat chan dak dak. He didn't know about Israeli salad.
Like an onion, like you really get very kind of.
Yeah, you get it very small. I don't know if they did. Yeah.
That's a size problem.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. He mentions the third line, mentions barricas. I don't think means our. Yeah, dicing. Yeah. He mentions barricas. I don't think it means our barricas. He mentions croit. Croit is sauerkraut. Cabbage. Croit, sauerkraut. Okay, cabbage. crowd quite this cabbage. So he says, "Darkan bebishul mecharkan dak dak." Prepares all of ein mecham. Then he makes that chilek. He mentions onions at the end. He says, "Av a bitzolim bishumin." Look at the last line of Rav Shulman. He was saying, "Av a bitzolim bishumin onion and garlic." Darkan lechadchan dak dak. So again, obviously it's different societies. Yes, so that would be tochen. Okay. Yeah. Well, Rome, I do want to mention, says it's called Yudala, to throw it out there. Wood, he also says make a small piece. But again, I don't know how small. And you asked correctly, I've been waiting to draw the line. I'm not really sure. But
it's
not
right?
No, there's a difference. Well, yeah, not now.
Because you
okay.
Even need the salt.
Okay, right. It's always out of a different time. I want to look at the Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Moshe Feinstein, if you remember correctly, in the Igros Moshe, Or HaChaim Chelek Dalad, Simon Ayin Dalad, has a few different inyanim relating to Shabbos Melachos. We saw different excerpts from here in the past. The same Chuba, Chelek Dalad, Simon Ayin Dalad. So the token, I want to look on the Gimel first, because I will come back to base in a second. I want to do it out of order just because we're going what we're talking about. Okay, Gimel, he has the following. Ha'im yesh iser b'tchinas tchina b'yirokos. I'm sorry, ha'im iser is in Gimel. Ha'im iser tchina b'yirokos hu dafka kishachotech dak dak b'orech uverochov, both, you know, his length and width, you know, he's just very, chop it up very fine, okay? Ketchinas kemach, like flour. Ugam kishachotech b'orech levan. I just slice off a piece. I cut it down lengthwise. Okay, oberocha levad. I just cut it in half. I don't cut it tiny pieces. Kemo shosim begezer, like with carrots. Okay, apparently, or melafafonim, cucumbers, agvanios, tomatoes. Right? The motion is tshuva. Lanias daiti poshet shirak las spekonim lasos chilta. Only in the case of the reeds to make that basket. A wicker basket, make a reed basket. There, havitochen basias mikona achas shtayim u'sholos. Shakavona the shtayim u'sholos lofi obi akona sheyesh min lasos l'tzorach achilta shetzricha bedakos. Okay, mishum shirak tchina kazu shayach shama v'lo ba'ochlin. Okay, but that's not going to be token by ochlin just to cut it in piece. Because after all, you know, look what he says. The lokein harilek agul. What's the border? Where draw the line? You can't cut a piece of bread in half. You can't cut a slice of bread. A bigger piece. He's saying it can't be by food, but just cutting it is already talking. He says, then where are you going to draw the line? What's the goal, Moshe writes? Okay. Alright, we're going to learn that bread is okay because the ingredients of the bread have already been ground up. So we have a din of ain't token achar token. We'll do it tomorrow. But for most of you don't, huh?
So then solidify a piece of grind the pepper, put it back together. Clump
and read that. Okay, if you want. But if there are emotion, that's a preview of coming attraction, there's a Shem tomorrow. We'll talk about, you know, ain't talking, not talking. But Rosh said, even without that, it's, you know, what do you have to have that heter for? Okay. I'm of course it's mutter to cut a piece of bread in half. You know, so he says, ketapuach legimel dalad chalakam. El poshim. It comes to these fruits, okay, these foods. It's got to be, when it comes to food, tochen is only when you cut into small pieces, because only then is it considered a significant or an important enough change. When it comes to non-foods, Moshe says, like reeds or whatever else, then even, you know, other strips, if they, even though they're larger, would still be tochen. So Moshe made that. That's his bottom line summary of all this. Now let's look back at Beis. He talks about another issue, the machlokes emotional for Zanish. Okay, what about if you don't chop it up, but you mash it? That's what he writes in Beis. That's what I did out of order. I just want to finish up about, we're talking about the grinding it. But now look at Beis, back on the first page. It's the same tshuva. Or Chaim Chelek Dalad, Siman Ayin Dalad, and Gizmur.
Multiple questions.
Huh? Yeah, I think these were all questions that were originally for Rabbi Shimon Eider, who wrote the, you know, the, he's the one who started the whole genre of the English halacha svarim, really. Mm-hmm. Credit. The type of svarim we have, the English at the top and then the footnotes on the bottom in Hebrew. You know, that style is very popular now. The svarim, Shimon Eider, many years ago, he came out when I was far in high school, a long time ago. He actually learned in our yeshiva. He learned the white. Then he went to Lakewood. But anyway, I didn't know him as an old one, but I think in the back of the, he sent a whole bunch of shilohs when he wrote the sefer to Moshe. And the answer to the motion, there were more or less short paragraph tshuvas. And they printed it in the back of the regular, if you buy, you can still get it today. I think they reprinted it. Same for Hilchos Shabbos or Shabbat Leiter. I fixed up the typing, and I think it's a nicer edition now than what I have. But anyway, so eventually they printed that in the later volume of Igros Moshe. In other words, they took the shilas that Rabbi Leiter printed, that had sent to Moshe, printed the back of the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos in his book in English, that had the Hebrew section in the back. Just, it's not only the Hebrew section, just the Shabbos and Shulz of Moshe. I think he has some to other people also. Forgot who. But anyway, so they printed Igros Moshe. I think that's what these are. So there were short shilas on different Shabbos topics. Anyway, so it says in Beis, Ha'imutar limoch l'rasek bananos. Yemesh a banana. Okay, now that's a little different because you're not really cutting it. You can cut a banana into pieces too. But you mash it, it becomes a big, it's a good technical word, blob. Okay, it becomes a big, you know, like a technical word. But, so that so he says, he writes, L'chein lo shach leso risik bananas kedalach latinoko samach b'vlasim. You know, feed it to the baby. You know, you mash up baby in the food. Okay, of a risik bananas near she ain't lesser. And even he said, the Chazon Ish to ain't lehatir af samach lachila b'dak nap ketchina. He says the Chazon Ish doesn't allow even mashing bananas except if it's samach lachila that heter. Okay, he says, but I think you don't need that. He writes the inyan tchina who kishenasu pirurim who resisin dakin. You're left with whole pieces, very small, but they're whole individual pieces. Right, they're tiny, but they're still individual pieces. Okay, like a flower. You can't do that with a fork. You mash a banana, you use it with a fork, right? You mash it up, take a banana, mush it up. Okay, with a fork. You can't with a fork make tiny pieces the same way. Okay, it's mashed up. So what you're left with is one piece. It's a banana, and now it's mashed up banana, but it's still one conglomerate, whatever word you want to use, right? He says it's still one piece. And that would not be tochein. And therefore he writes, Kein mistaber b'pshitas shalachein lo shayach tchina klal b'risuk bananas. Okay? It's not broken into pieces, it's just softer. Banana's harder now, you mashed it up, so it's soft. That's what you want, it's soft because you want to feed it to the kid. You can swallow soft food, right? But it's not pieces of banana. You don't want pieces in there because the kid, you know, choke on the pieces, right? You have to mash it up so it's very, you know, very loose.
So how do you mash without leaving any pieces?
I'm saying it. He said mashing is mutter. That's what he's saying. It's mutter. Just mashing it up. And he's saying mash it with the fork as opposed to cutting. It's less than chatichos da'as. Right. He said to make pieces, you're doing a cutting motion, right? You could do that with a fork too. You can do a cutting motion. But you mash something. But some want to be machmir based on chazanish, not to use a fork, to use the back of the bottom of a cup. A glass. You take a bottom of a glass and mash it that way. Yeah. Yeah. That would be. According to him, it would not be. Pureeing is different. Got to change the texture. They change the texture here too. It's a good question. I'm not sure. But he says there's no tchina with mashing up bananas. That's
what. Well, exactly. It's so much about the mice.
Yeah, the result. The result. Right. Again, he writes the Chazon. He said, "Lo muvan." A good question. He writes, "Lachein lo muvan meshekos the Chazon Ish." In Rav Moshe, when he quotes certain achronim, it's likely that it's because whoever asked the shaila, and Rav Moshe, I don't think was necessarily reading the Chazon, not against the Chazon Ish, but he wasn't reading. Rav Moshe, I think, usually when he quotes other tshuvas, other poskim, it's because whoever asked the shaila told him that's what they said. Anyway, he said, but I don't say the Chazon Ish, the Shechichas bananas, the Zenit of Shabbos, Ikris Yotchina. Okay, he said the Chazon Ish disagrees. Okay, so he said the big machlokes. Anyway, so by mashing, the result is a solid mass. Okay, that would be a good word, a mass. Okay, and not pieces. The Chazon Ish said, no, it's still tochen, because sof kol sof. Again, where do you draw the line? It is pieces, it's just pieces that are stuck together. And the Chazon Ish brings a raya. From the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say they're mashing up figs and dates, you know, mushing them into one. Oh, we spoke of this once before. You've seen this in the Gemara, Igulei Dvela, fig cakes. You know, fig cakes. It's not the terribly popular today, I don't think, but they're mushed together. Do we have it right? They're mushed together. Huh? Maybe a bundle. Yeah, very good. Yeah, because
so dates altogether.
Dates and mush them all together. So that is that would be tochein, but emotion. Yeah, but they you're still left with individual pieces. Okay, you know, and here it's not individual pieces. Okay, and make that chilah. Just a couple other things I wanted to mention.
I just wanted to ask, according to Rav Moshe, sorry,
yeah.
if you're mashing the banana, what would Rav Moshe say if you want to cut it up also? Like,
no, so you know, cutting it up, that he said that would talk in small pieces, like in a fruit salad, so I mentioned before, that probably would be talking. Just a mash.
Saying like if you think about it, like let's say I was preparing it for a baby to eat.
Yeah.
So I might want to make small pieces first and then smash it.
Oh, make this. Don't make the pieces that small. That's what I would say. There's a couple of things I'll look at just to go by there. Okay, we mentioned before. What about meat? Or other things that are not gedulei karka. Does tochen only apply to gedulei karka? You cut up a piece of meat or mash a piece of meat. So the Rush the Rush, I just printed it. I should have printed it earlier. It's Perek Zayin Siman Hey, 25. He says, a right? And he quotes the Gemara, he quotes the Chananel. Yeah. It says, Dover Shu Ochel, Mechatech, Zadak, Dak, Ein Shach Mitchila. I'm sorry, just that Rush should print it by the Tosas. Not by food, okay? That's Derech Achila. I should put that. Oh, that's why I printed it, because Moshe wrote in Gimel, the previous tshuva, where you draw the lines. I'm just showing you, the Rosh says, but if it's Ocha, it's pulled Derech Achila. Okay. The Tzumas Hadeshim was asked the following question.
What does that mean,
it's Ocha, pulled Derech Achila? You can't tell me if I have a food on my plate, vegetable on my plate, I can't cut it up to put it in my mouth. What I have to...
Why can't you grind pepper in the same way?
We'll see about a pepper grinder or a utensil. Okay, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
By hand.
We'll see. Maybe by hand, you could grind it. You can eat it right away. We'll come to that. Okay, but what I'm saying from the Rosh, or Moshe writes, again, you look at the last words in Gimel. We did Gimel first. So that's why I had a lot of order. I'm sorry. But he writes, Lek Agvul. How are you going to cut anything? Okay. But anyway, let's look at the Shemitah Deshah now, 26. Shemitah Nunvav, Shemitah Nunvav, Shela. Mi she'en yocha lilos yocha b'shino. Okay, a guy can't chew well. Okay. Yeshavon of Basar, Shein Arach, a piece of meat that's not so soft. Okay. If you don't sleep, a roasted piece of meat. So kosher lilos. Shorle lachtok, a Basar b'shabbat, dachlach b'sakin, ola ocho achaka cholo. This is mutar not. So he writes, Chuba, the Chuba Sadesh writes in 26, Yerah the Shori. The ain't less of Neshu Tochen. It's not like Tochen. And he writes, yeah, he quotes the Gemara, and he writes at the end of the second line there of the Chuba, the Yeshomar gabe ochlin lo shayach tchino. Even by food, we said some Rishonim say there's no tochen unless it's something you normally ground up. So the difference between beets and other things, okay, or wheat and these kinds of things. And he says, even if you don't hold that way, we call mokom nira after 3 days. We call a memory, the babasar mavushal at sleep, the vnida dan, kula alma moda the sharvel, domil eight from Paris lechem, the inu kulo gidula mina aret. All the kings, all the examples that Mark gave are things of gidula mina aret. And the yesh b'mino trina, and it is sometimes ground up, whether you're grounding up or not right now, different story, but it can be, or lenders have been ground up, come on tour of the kidneys and so on. Deeker trina shaibu. Of a busser, the ain gidulam in the art, yesh lomar, the ba'ocha kazel, shkula amal, shaykh, baho trina. So the Shemitah Deshah says, there's no isser of tochein by non, things that don't go out of God, the non gidulam karka. Yeah.
So would that apply to eggs?
Yeah, good. Okay, very good. Eggs, tuna fish, yeah. Chopped liver.
Once see the gedulei karka also.
Good, we'll get that too. Hold on one second. Try. Huh?
What about
yeah. So take a look at the Shulchan Aruch here. Our, yeah. Look at our Simmons. Well, no, we're going to say separate issue. Use a kli. We'll get that one. Look at Siftas 27. Mutter, lachtoch, bosom, mevushal, otzli. Dak b'sakin. With a knife, you can cut it in very small pieces. Okay, it doesn't say why, but that's what it says. Rabbah adds, "Avo also lachtav dakka b'sar chay lifnei ha'ofos." But to chop up raw meat to feed to the animals or the birds, that no, the whole enin yichol ochal b'lochitov. They can't eat it any other way. Then it's kamash l'ochal. Then it's like ochal. So he makes a distinction Okay, animals, you know, they can't eat it if it's raw meat, unless it's, or certain animals, birds, whatever. I don't know if the chicken eat meat altogether. I don't know. But the probably not. But anyway, the point is, you make a chilek between something which is not edible at all. Now you made it edible. Yeah.
What if you have like a giant, let's say you're going to choke for like a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, but I guess like in general. Like,
yeah, so we said earlier about zakenim. Okay, we said cutting up for elders. Okay. No, we said you're not supposed to do that because you could eat otherwise. Okay. But meat, you can. That's what I alluded to before. That's what the Mishabur said. The ikar tchina is by ilakaka. So therefore, we're more machmir by food.
Yeah, so why would this be usher to cut up a piece of raw meat for the animals? Like, what's the point of
living? Right. So let's see. So let's just see. So the Magen Avraham says it's quite good. What's going to do with it? The haritosis arosh kasu the ain tchina ba ochlan anyway. Av shekasil the yesh tchina. But of a buser, the ain gedulam article shayach bo tchina. Now he explains it to him. He said that again, it's based on the tradition. The Mechaber didn't say why. He just said 27. Mechaber just said mutalachto bosom usul tzli. Dak besakin. You can do it. Doesn't say why. So I'm going to rub. The question fills in why. Tells you why. Okay. Then he adds the dafket tzli. The boy achal eshalom alos abein china v'lach. You can. I can take a piece of meat, put it in my mouth, and grind it up in my mouth. Theoretically, right? It may not be good manners. Okay, your mother would yell at you. Don't take such a big piece. Right, but theoretically, you could put meat in your mouth and chew it up that way. Okay, avol baser de ain. I'm sorry. Lachen afilu misha en yochel. Now your point. Afilu l'magar bar. Afilu in lachen afilu misha en yochel lilos. Okay, shori lechatcho das linen basu with the alma. Okay, you can chop it up in that case when it's meat because you go by most people. Avol baser chai raw meat. You feed it animals. And even though dogs can eat it, even bigger pieces, it depends. You see, he makes that chiluk. He says when it comes to, and Mishabur elaborates, okay, Ratz Shekel disagrees, okay, you know, he says there's some of a machmer and don't allow it over here. But look at the Bir Agro. I'll get back to Ratz Shekel. Look at the Bir Agro. And Ratz Shekel, Ratz Shekel is a comment, a super comment there on the Magen Avraham. Ratz Shekel is on the Magen Avraham, so it's the same sukkah. Yud, he has v'yesh b'zeh deyas mechulako. There are different opinions about it. But look at the Bir Agro. Bir Agro says, in Sif Tes here, Mutar 30, the ain tchina ela begedule karka, kemosha kasav lebe imor, Uadin l'chol meleches hakarka. Okay. She says, so therefore, according to this, to chop up liver or tuna or eggs and so on would not be, you know, certainly using a fork or, you know, as opposed to a cleaver would be mutter. Okay. And the Mishnah Berurah, it's a quote in Lamed Aleph, writes, the ain tchina ela begedule karka. And he goes, well, feel a lot post can disrelate the behema nami mikri gedule karka. Someone said that just now. Who said, right? Didn't we say, no, who said it? You said, okay, didn't we say that sometimes we consider an animal to be gedule karka because why? That's what they live off the ground. Remember we had that? They're called gedule karka for that purpose. Lefishi nizonus mina karka. We call makom ein less or bezeh. Okay, here, no, we don't extend it over here. It doesn't say exactly why. It's the belavachi is poskim desvile de ein shach tina ba'okun anyhow. It's a, you know, kula. He says it's a sniffle hakel, so to speak. You know, we don't, not everyone agrees with that, but it's another sniffle hakel. And therefore, even though it's not right before the meal, I'm making chopped egg, I'm making chopped tuna, and whatever, tuna salad. So then it'll be mutter. The chayodam, okay, you know, says sort of not so fast. Klal Yud Zayin Osbei is 32. He says, "Hinei muchach ani lahar ktsas mashmaos kol achonah bekavonas atshumas adeshin." Okay, we know atshumas adeshin said we saw it, and that was in Simin Nun Vav back in 26. We saw it. Lachen muto lachlo b'basa dak the ain't chinah b'dol karka tal v'arvam. Okay, lachen nearly borrowed the ain't sofik the whole dover sham alacha nasus mo kedarko kebishul b'basa utchina. Elisha's offer of holkas, but ain't chiluk, being gidule karko low, sharabishul kedako, vechena tchina, the token of offer of Tzorah, Shekenu Derek Malachta. He says, it's not, he says, basically, you have to say that, is this the norm? Is it normal? Is it normal to do token? He says, not so much, you know, what the item is and so on, but is it the norm? So he just has a different angle a little bit that, you know, it's going to be token if this is what's normally done as part of the preparation. I'll just finish off with the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, and here's for finish off for today. Simshin Chafal of Sif Yudalim, 33. Mutra Lachtoch Boshul Boshur Mavushul Otsli Daktak Misaknim Lo Meboiler. Certainly, according to Tosfos in the Rosh, the Gambi Rokos Lekis Yotokan Elafil Asom Shiets going to be Rokos Mekom Mokom. Being a Kapona Dava Gadol Mekarka. Aba Boshur Balechaim. You know, Loshayach Keretchina Kamu Malachim Mutra Afshol Lechol Alta. And even for someone Afilu Misha Enu Yochel Lilos. It's also muta, that's the one wrong. Kevin she'eno begeder tchina klal. It's muta because it's not under tchina at all. We call mokom, he said, not to feed it to the birds, nor to the animals, because for that, that's the only way they can eat it, you know, and therefore it's different. At the end, he writes, and those people who wonder, isn't it, you know, he's wondering, why should we say that? Why should we say it's only by Dili Karka? True. That's the example the Gemara gives. Why? After all, and we said it's true. What did we say? We said Ma'amer is also under by Gdilei Karka. But Borer is by non-Gdilei Karka. Right? It's a Borer with silverware and clothing. Borer is by non-Gdilei Karka. So why should by, you know, anyway, but before he deals with that question, he first deals with the question of what about the fact that some animals, we say in one place an animal, for Indian Mepharic, right, about the milking. Remember, we had that's the last line of our Chasholim. Indian Mepharic, Kasha Behem Gdulei Karka. Right, we do consider Behem Gdulei Karka, you're Kasha. So he says, Loyadat, it's not the same thing. The Hosa Mepharic, Hacholov, Me'abosar. Here, there, you're squeezing your like Dosh, you're squeezing, you're extracting, you know, something. So there, we'll consider Gdulei Karka. It's got nothing to do with Tochen. Because here, it's the, it's what comes out, so to speak. What comes out is you know, it's different. I'm not sure why. I don't understand his chilek. I understand a different chilek, which I saw in the Egel Tal. The Egel Tal said, by Borer, Psolos from Toch Ochel, we don't care what the Psolos is. The Psolos doesn't have to be Dulei Karka. If I have rocks in my, you know, with wheat or whatever, taking out the rocks, that's the rocks aren't Dulei Karka, right? So by Borer, once we say that the Psolos can be Dulei Karka, oh, I'm sorry, so it's going to be non-Gedulei Karka, then the Malacha will apply to all non, okay, to anything, any, as long as anything is non-Gedulei Karka, it applies to everything, okay? Whereas by Tochen, it's not the same thing. Tochen, you know, is different. That's like the Talmud. Tochen, there's no reason to apply it to Gedulei Karka. Like the Bura Gros said, Chol Malachas HaKarka, fundamentally has to do with Malachas HaKarka, so therefore it's Mutz. But anyway, that's sort of leniency number one, or, you know, Heter number one, Ein Tochen, Ela Gedulei Karka. So that's going to have ramifications for certain things. We'll discuss other aspects of the Shem tomorrow. Okay. Wish everybody a good day, and let's show up to you tomorrow.